Yes, Brendan, I suppose just after picking up the Dr. Maguire for the 16th time, look, a game that a lot of people predicted that it was going to be a bit of a handy county title for you, but it actually wasn't. It was a real, real battle out there.
Yeah, I'd have to say, first of all, great respect to Dunlow. They came here, they acquitted themselves very well. Our performance level wasn't near the mark at all first half. The minimies, they kicked a lot of wides, had a lot of opportunities that they'll feel they could have converted. I felt we were lucky at half time to go in level. And you've seen flashes again from us in the second half of what we can do. When we come at pace and move the ball at pace, I don't think anybody can love us. We just didn't produce enough of them moments. That said, you know, we got ourselves in a good position. We're a goal up, and Park, again, you know, it's happened a few times this year. It seems like refereeing decisions seem to be going against us. Now, I've never seen something like that given. I can't remember when I've seen something like that given before in a county final at a pivotal moment. You know, somebody has seen a pull inside with a dead ball. I mean, absolutely crazy. But listen, as I say, I think Dunlow will probably think at that point maybe they played good enough football to be level, but we had the cushion. We were in control of the game, and next thing it was game on. So the fact that the boys showed a lot of bottle after that to kick two more points was a testament to them.
That's what I was going to say to you, Brendan. I suppose they responded really well after that penalty was stuck into the far left hand corner by Ryan Connors. Supposedly looking at performances today, you have to look at young Conor O'Donnell. He was outstanding for you.
Yeah, I thought Conor was great. He's got unbelievable potential. What a player, you know, and I think he was in the right place at the right time, particularly for the goal. You know, I thought there was some brilliant displays all around the place. I thought Kieran Moore's running. You know, when the game opens up, when you have the athleticism of Kieran Moore from the sideline watching on, when he gets that ball on the break, all I can feel is yes, because he's literally unstoppable. And I think some of the strong running from him and Shane O'Donnell in particular were a hallmark of our ability to break the lines in the second half. And as I say, there's some great passages of play, some great scores in that second half. As I say, it was a poor first half from us, but, you know, second half's what counts, and that's what we did it.
You had to really dig deep, Brendan. Suppose to get those scores, Dunlow made you work really, really hard, and testament to Dunlow.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, Mark. Hats off them. They played really well. They tackled hard. They didn't come here to make up the numbers. They had a game plan, and, you know, in the first half, they executed very well. As I say, I think, you know, they had 14 shots, Mark, so they'll feel that they should have more scores on the board, and I think if they look at that, I think they maybe should have done half-time with a bit of a lead. They didn't, and I think we played the better football second half.
Okay, thanks very much, Brendan Devaney.